Welcome to the Underrepresented in Tech podcast, where we talk about issues in underrepresentation and have difficult conversations. Underrepresented in Tech is a free database with the goal of helping people find new opportunities in WordPress and tech. Hello, Sama.
Hello, Michelle. How
you're
are you?
I'm good, but you're looking simply ducky today.
Yeah, a lovely friend, and I love her so much. Her name is Michelle. She sent me those lovely ones from WordCamp US. I don't know if you can see. There's a small ducky and there's a big ducky, and she gave them to my lovely manager and friend and colleague Taco, and Taco brought them for me. So I'm really happy about them. They give
So
me joy.
I messaged him before WordCamp US and I said,
Yeah.
would you have room in your suitcase to bring back a small package to Sama? And he said, yes. And then 2 minutes later, he says, it's nothing illegal, is it? I'm like, it's me you're talking about. Like, I've probably driven faster than the speed limit, but I think that's the only law I've ever broken,
I
right?
think he was talking more about me.
So I said, no, it's just a couple pairs of earrings. And when we were in Europe this year, you told me how much you, before that, you told me how much you liked rubber ducks. And so if you're listening to the podcast and not watching, she's wearing giant rubber ducks. Well, not giant, but rubber ducks hanging from her ears. And then there's little studs that look like rubber ducks in, like, they're not real diamonds, I'm sorry to tell you.
They worth for me more than real diamonds, because you thought about me, and they cross the ocean, they travel to reach me. I'm really happy. So yeah.
So glad. So I handed him, I said, I promise it's a small package. It's like, you know, I wasn't sending something so large he'd have to figure out how to fit it in his suitcase.
Yeah.
And then he pulls out scoop waffles
Well,
from Europe
yay.
for me. So I haven't dug into them yet. I'm waiting till this weekend to have some moments of zen with coffee and a stroop waffle. So thank you also for the gift. My
Oh,
glass,
my
it's so
goodness.
warm here. My glasses keep fogging up. Anyway, we are going to avoid WP drama today because it really doesn't serve us and what we're doing. I mean, there's probably at some point we can talk about how it might affect underrepresented people, what's going on with WordPress, etc. But I think you agree, we want to wait until things play out more to have any discussion about that. Instead, you and I have been talking back channel, like, so not in a recorded way, about reproductive freedom and how that affects women. And if before anybody says, I thought this was underrepresented in tech. Yes, women are in tech. We have news for you. And so women's issues affect women in tech also.
Definitely, yeah.
But when we talk about women's reproductive systems, and when we talk about women's reproductive rights, that does affect women everywhere. And it affects us sitting at our desks on a daily basis. So before we actually even talk about children and childbirth, I want to talk about menstruation. And we have mentioned it in the past, but I was one of those people. Luckily, I'm in menopause now, so I don't have periods anymore. And if, for you gentlemen listening who might have just turned off your thing, women have periods. We're so sorry to have to tell you that, but it's just part of life. Anyway, I was one of those women that would get cramps so badly that I would sometimes pass out, like literally faint from the pain, and also sometimes miss work because I couldn't even stand up to be able to walk it to my car and drive to work. And I lived with that because we were told that's just what happens. And I'm really happy to hear doctors saying now, number one, that's not normal, but also number two, that's not okay. And finding solutions where possible for women to not have to have 2 to 3 days of pain, and sometimes more, right? But for me, it was those 2 to 3 initial days that was just in my back, in my abdomen, like everywhere, just agony, right?
Yeah.
Not to mention headaches and other things that come with it. And when you're not feeling well, you're not hydrating as well. So, like, it just ends up with all of these other problems. But, you know, I don't know where I read it. TikTok, Reddit, some story somewhere about a boss said to the woman, why do you have that heating pad, or it was either heating pad or hot water bottle. And she's like, I've got really bad cramps. And he's like, that's not acceptable in the workplace. You can't have that here.
Oh
And
my
she said,
God.
I can't have something laying across my lap that will help me be here and get my job done. No, that's gross. But if that same person had pulled a
Yeah.
muscle in their back and had hot water bottle or heating pad on their back, nobody'd say, oh, that's gross, because it's doesn't make them think of blood and things, other things. So just first blush, before we even talk about decisions and having children, et cetera, I just want to say women's bodies do things normally. They do things naturally. And you, whether you're comfortable with it or not, have to accept the fact that we have to deal with this for a huge part of our life, 40 years, maybe, I don't know, more than that, for some of us. And that is just a fact of life that we have to deal with these things. Yes, there are things that we can do. When I was 14 years old, I was put on birth control, even though I had no idea, what sex was or any inclination to have sex in my teens. And yes, that makes me weird, I think, by today's standards. But anyway,
No.
but I was on birth control to try to help control the pain
Yeah.
that I was in. I think it was dysmenorrhea, I think is the actual name for it. And so there are things that we can do, but they are not without their consequences. So having a 14-year-old put on hormonal therapy because she has pain every month is not necessarily healthy to a 14-year-old's body, right? Now, if I,
Yeah.
yes, that sometimes 14-year-olds are on that for birth control. I'm not saying that that's not okay. Of course, it's okay. You and your doctor discuss what's right for you. But we have to make it okay to discuss these topics. We have to make it okay to address them in the workplace. We have to acknowledge that if a woman is so cramped and in so much discomfort that she's, even if she's not potentially passing out, but if we're in so much pain, it will affect our work output and our productivity, because it's impossible to be in that much pain and still think and act like you're not. So I just wanted to get that out first. That's
I totally agree with you. I also with the period, it's like you go through all of this roller coaster of emotions, and also at the same time you need to explain for people. And where I grow up, it's taboo. We don't talk about period with other men, not allowed. Even with other women, like you say, like I'm excused, like this. I'm excuse, I cannot do a lot of things. But I think it's like, yeah, we should talk about all of those things, because this is from things to start our topic today, because the consumption pills, I don't know if anyone read the side effects. They're really scary as hell. So it's, and we keep taking them. You see, you took them for medical purpose. Me too, because also I was also feeling sick. Of course, some places around the world, you have 2 days per month by government if you're having those sick leave. Some
Not
countries, they
here.
don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't. Yeah. But yeah, our topic today is why more and more women, I don't, how can I say it? Why more women are choosing not to have kids, or they. The numbers are getting really higher. I think in 2030, there's a study shows are above almost 50 to 52 women around the world that will not have kids. And I, in the recent years, more and more women are choosing not to have kids because of the career, financial support, and also the lifestyle that you choose. If you want to talk about the career, all of us know women in their 20s and their 30s, this is the peak of you're working really hard in your career. And we as women, we have a ticking clock for us. It's not like men. We know in your 20s, it's so easy to get pregnant. Beginning of 30s start to be difficult. And the end of your 30s kind of technically possible. Not all of us, Halle Berry, we're gonna get pregnant at 47 years old. We cannot do that. And also, we're not like Al Pacino. We're not men. We can have kids at 82, which they have that quality. We don't have it. So the window for us to have it in your 20s and early 30s. I personally, I chose to live a life, to study, to travel, to work, to be in different countries. And when I push a little bit having kids in life, that's causing me a problem. But also the doctors, they also kind of humiliate me that I choose l late in life to have kids. I still remember when I was 35, the doctor looked at the clock and she told me like this, tick, 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 and me like, how
What a
awful.
bitch.
Yeah. I want to say that, and no, we can say it. Thank
It's our podcast. We can say whatever we want on our podcast.
you. Thank you. Yeah, it was really, really horrible. And I spent 4 years of my life taking hormonal medication. I gained weight. It gave me a lot of issues. My brain was not thinking straight. I was taking two needles, like 300 millimeter a day and that day, and pills here, pills there. And no one from the doctors told me why I cannot honestly get pregnant. There's no reason. It just didn't happen because it's not happening. So I decided stopped. I decided to postpone having kids. I just the last 1 month I'm really focusing on my health, on myself being happy. The last 4 years, it for me, I sometimes I think why I went through this. I don't know why. I from my beginning of my 30s, I one of the people say I really don't want to have a kids, maybe one day. And when I decided, the nature, let's say, didn't let it go easy. But also, I want to work in my career, I want to go travel the world. I also financial reasons, because that power we have now to choose it, I can choose what I want from my body. And a lot of people, they don't accept it, because if you took 50 years ago, you have to get married, you have to have kids. This is what they taught us, that our life should be, and not behind being a housewife or only staying. Of course, if you want to have kids, if you want to have stay at home, you don't want to work, I fully support you.
Absolutely. The whole idea behind women's rights to choose, so many women, at least I'm going to speak, my perspective is a very American perspective. That's where I live, that's what I know. And when conservative right-wing Republicans hear you say that you want women to have reproductive freedom and that you're a feminist, they automatically assume that that means you don't think women should have the right to should be stay-at-home moms and housewives. And no, actually, it's the opposite. I'm a feminist because I think you have the right to do that. And nobody should force you into a career, just like nobody should force me to be a stay-at-home mom, right? To be a housewife. And so I just want to say that right away, right? It works both directions. We, like you just said, fully support you. If that's what your life's goal, if that's what makes you happy, go for it. Nothing makes me happier than women doing what makes them fulfilled in life. And if that's what fulfills you, but that doesn't give you the right to then turn around and judge me for wanting to have a career, right? So it goes both ways. I think that just like I said, like it's okay to talk about periods. It's okay to talk about menstruation. It's okay to say I need a day. I'm not feeling well. I'm vomiting because I'm having such bad period pain, whatever. It's still also not okay to inquire to women what their choices are along those ways. So I became a mother at 23 years old. I was a single mother. All my life, people have assumed that that's just because I was sleeping around. I wasn't sleeping around. Although, if you sleep with, I don't care if you sleep with 1,000 men, that's your body. Do what you want with it. I'm not shaming women. But this was the 90s, and I was judged a lot. But I was raped, and I became pregnant because my daughter was a and I know that's going to shock a lot of people. They hear that, and I can imagine all the oh, right now that people say. I've had 30, people are always like, I'm so sorry. Well, I've had 33 years to deal with it. I'm perfectly fine talking about it. I know that it shocks other people. However, I was pregnant, and I chose to keep my baby because I had a choice. I could have had an abortion. It was perfectly legal. It still is in my state, thank goodness. It's not true of all of our states, and it's not true of all of our countries in the world. But I had a choice, and I made the choice that was right for me, and decided if that was the way I was going to become a mother, that was the way I was going to become a mother. I never had another opportunity to have children. I never was with somebody at the right time in my life to be able to have another child. And so for me, that's how I became a mom, and that's the only child I've ever had. My daughter's biracial. Not a secret either. If you've seen us, you know my daughter is not white like me, right? And right from the time that she was born, and I was walking around with this biracial child, I was asked questions like, how old was she when you adopted her?
Yeah.
Because people assume that white women have to have white babies. That is also not true. And so
Yeah.
the first time it ever happened to me was at church, and I was just so dumbfounded that somebody would ask that. And I just literally looked at this woman and said, she came out of my vagina.
I'm sorry to laugh, but yeah, it's nice to
Woman's
reply.
face was just like, she didn't know what to say, right? I'm like, well, that'll teach her.
Yeah.
But by the same token of not asking somebody like how old their child was when you adopted them, don't assume that, right? Don't assume that
Yeah.
their child is adopted. Don't assume they're not adopted. Like, whatever. It's also not okay to say to a woman, aren't you getting a little old? Why aren't you having kids yet? Or haven't, how come you
Yeah.
don't have children? Or when are you having children? Because to somebody like you who has dealt with infertility and dealt with wanting to have children and not having that come true, that is an incredibly painful question to hear.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's soul crushing. I cried in the office a lot in the bathroom. I cried a lot, and people sometimes come and maybe shocking fact, women were asking me more than men. Men, they ask me like, "Oh, do you want to have kids?" I say maybe. They don't ever ask you again. Women start asking you, or they tell you like, "Oh, you look at that boy, he's pregnant. I wish it was you." It's really hurtful because you identify my whole existence as a human being, as a woman, if I'm successful in life, if I want to have kids or not. And that is sometimes it's not okay to see me as a person, because maybe I can have a kid and maybe my or not. It's my choice in life. And yeah, don't shame me. I'm not less as a woman if I don't have kids. Yeah.
And one thing I've learned is just not to ask that question, right? Just you just don't ask it. And
No.
you and I have had conversations, and you have been
Yeah.
open with me. And I still have never even asked you, and I'm not asking you now, so you don't have to answer. But I've never even asked you, well, if you can have kids, will you adopt? Because it's not my business. You're my
Yeah,
friend. If you want me to
yeah.
know that, you'll tell me. Like that's it's just
Yeah,
not something that
definitely. Yeah, the
it's
thing is, even with adoption, like that is what I was thinking about it in our 20s, 30s career financial culture. I'm not white. That's a secret.
Oh my gosh.
And my husband is a white person. So having a mixed color kid, it's gonna be very difficult in my culture and where I'm living now in the Netherlands. I look at my kids will not be accepted fully by both cultures, I will be honest. And also at the same, I feel the world is so crazy. A lot of war happening everywhere is so crazy. And sometimes I think maybe that was a message, I don't know, from higher power. Don't bring kids, don't let them suffer. It is really all of it also at the same time. And maybe I'm selfish. I love my life the way it is now. I can now just go grab my suitcase and travel to Paris if I want to go to I'm gonna work with my husband in Congo next month. And if he traveled in 5 months, went to Uganda or he went to Philippines, I can join him easily. And sometimes I think also I love my life the way it is. I can do whatever I want. Yeah, that's also the reason. Yeah, it's
Yeah,
gonna be
for sure.
emotional
I
podcast.
know. We were crying
Wanna be
beforehand,
personal?
talking about the things we're going to talk about,
Yeah.
because we're allowed to have emotions too about all of these things, for sure.
Yeah.
My
Yeah.
daughter, has been told, obviously she's not a white woman, so she's been asked if she's Italian, she's been asked if she's Hispanic, and
Yeah.
she's been asked if she's black. First of all, that's also nobody's right to have that information unless
Yeah.
she shares it. She does share that she's a proud black woman. She's also been told by the black community that she's not black enough,
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
right?
yeah.
Because
I'm so
she's a
sorry.
light skin, because she's passing in some respects, right?
Yeah.
And I use air quotes for that, passing, because nobody should have to pass for anything. You just be who you are and be accepted. That's,
Yeah.
but it's not easy, right? In our society, she's not black enough, she's not white enough, and she's fucking amazing. Excuse my language, but she's just who she is just amazing, regardless and because of, right? So like it both can be true. It like The color of her skin has nothing to do with how amazing she is.
Definitely.
And it does have something to do with how amazing she is because it's made her the person she is and the activist that she is. And yeah, okay, I could just brag about my kid forever, so we won't do
And she's
that.
awesome. I met her. I met her 1 year ago. She's
But also,
awesome person.
she
Yeah.
is. She really is. But shortly after she was married, about 4 months after she was married, she came over and she said, I want to tell you something, Mom. And I said, okay, what's going on? And like, I get nervous, right? Like when somebody says that we need to talk kind of thing,
Yeah.
right? Like, oh gosh, what's she gonna say? And she said that her husband and she had decided they intended to be a child-free couple and not have children. And I said, okay. She says, are you all right with that? I said, Lydia, it's not mine to be right or not with. I mean, it is what it is. I will be honest with you now, and I've been honest with her since it was a shock because her
Yes.
whole life I had pictured something for her and she's chosen something different. And so it wasn't that I was mad, I wasn't upset, I wasn't, any of those things, but it was like just like that paradigm shift, like that needle scratch, like, okay, wait a minute, something, everything just changed, and yet nothing changed because she's still the same person. I will tell you, and I have told her, I grieved for like a week or
Yeah.
two, not for her, but for me, because I was like, well, I'm never going to be a grandma,
Your
right? Like
grandma,
that
yeah.
was, and
Yeah.
people ask me all the time, so do you have grandkids yet? Are you going to have grandkids? When's your daughter going to have kids? Those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Like, it's not enough that they invade her with that. Then they also ask people around her. But I'm perfectly fine with her having decisions that affect her life because no child should be made to have children to fulfill their parents' wish to have grandchildren.
Definitely.
So, yeah, so I'm all for her reproductive freedom and her choice and that she and her husband came to together. And I'll tell you what, if he wanted kids and she didn't, I still support her not having them because it's her
Yeah.
body and it's her half of the relationship that would be raising children. So, yeah.
Yeah,
Anyway,
it's
all of
it
that.
is I don't know. It's a freedom, and also there's a lot of people on the planet. Like, I'm sorry,
Yeah.
maybe this is crazy way of thinking. If you don't want to have, if you want to have kids, if you whatever, it should be your choice, and should stop shaming each other of
Yeah.
whatever choice it is. If you're working and you don't want to have kids, fully on your focus in your life and career, don't shame other women who have chose to have kids or chose to be just a housewife, and the
Right.
other way around. It
Yeah.
is like it is the same, and believe me, no one has it all.
No.
I that was a myth they told us when we're growing older as a lady. You can have it all. No, you have to make choices. Career,
Yeah.
kids, enjoying your life, having you whatever you want to do, and nobody have it all. And I just tell that person you're a liar if you said I have it all. I'm happy in everywhere, all of my life. I have a successful career. I
Exactly what
have
I want.
kids. Yeah, kids, and my personal life is amazing, and I'm happy 100%. No, you're not. There's
Okay,
all of
what movie are you living in? Because that's not reality.
exactly. There was a fun research I was reading about it. The happiest men in the world are married men, and the happiest women in the world are unmarried and
Single.
childless women. Yeah,
Yeah.
the ones like.
That's interesting for sure. I know we try not to be political here, but I do want to
Yeah.
bring up, and this is again the United States. We are right
Yeah.
now, as we're recording this, coming up to an election in the United
Yeah.
States between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. And Tim Walz is the vice presidential nominee under Kamala Harris, and JD Vance is the vice presidential nominee under Donald Trump. And JD Vance and his ilk have been on record saying that women who don't have children, first of all, calling us childless cat ladies, like, oh, yes, I've had a child, but I don't have children at home now. So, and I do have cats. So there you go. Calling women who have not had children and don't intend to have children should have less of a voice in what happens in our government because we have less of a stake in the future. Okay, well,
That
first
is
of all,
crazy.
I'm voting on today. I'm not voting on 20 years from now, although that is part of
Yeah.
it too, right? But I want to see change today. I'm not trying to affect change for grandchildren and great grandchildren, although I do hope that those kinds of things happen. But also, one of the things that is has been coming up is that women who are single should not have a right to vote. So we are, we tout ourselves here in the US as being this progressive nation, and we are far from it. If we actually have presidential and vice presidential candidates talking about not only removing reproductive rights, which they have successfully done in a lot of the United States here. And yes, I do know that is the case in a lot of countries around the world. I acknowledge that. But also to remove our rights to do things like vote in elections, to have a say in our local government, to run for office, to hold positions of authority. And when I first read The Handmaid's Tale, I thought, wow, can you imagine if that dystopian, ever became a reality? And then I started to watch the television show, under the Obama administration, I think, or is when it had first started coming out. And then things started to happen that were just like that. And
You almost is going to be, yeah.
yeah, where they've actually started to prosecute women, or remove the ability for them to have life-saving medical procedures because doctors are afraid to do a D&C, to even after a fetus has died, even after there's it's an ectopic pregnancy, even if there's absolutely zero opportunity for that pregnancy to become a human living, breathing being. Doctors are afraid to help women, and they're bleeding in parking lots. They're bleeding out. I have a friend on TikTok that I've made who her story has been told. She, it was 2 weeks before her miscarriage was finalized. And during that time, doctors refused to help her in her state because they were afraid of losing their licenses and being arrested for helping her. In the meantime, she was septic. She was dealing with her whole body shutting down because doctors were afraid to help her. And this is one of the reasons we talk about why reproductive rights are so important. It's not a hypothetical. It isn't a women might die. Women are coming close to death and dying because doctors are afraid to do procedures that save the lives of women in favor of their careers, even when it cannot be a viable pregnancy. And it first breaks my heart for those women and their families. Secondly, it's just, I'm irate about people in a patriarchal society trying to control what women can and cannot do. We talked a few weeks ago about education and how educating women actually leads to them making reproductive decisions for themselves, and that the more educated a woman is, the less likely she is to have unwanted pregnancies and unexpected pregnancies, and more of an opportunity to plan your family that way. And I think that is still true. I think that number one, as we started this conversation today, we have to be okay talking about these things openly. And number two, we must advocate for women being educated so that they have the ability to understand their own rights, to make those choices for themselves, and to live the happiest life that they can.
I could not say better. At the end, I want to say something that also some women, when they get pregnant, they don't want the child, they don't want the kid. And some, there's horrible mothers, believe it, are around the world. They can abuse the kids physically and verbally, and that will cause the kids to have very difficult life. Also, it is just let every, for me, that is, I feel the world problem now is just respect and understanding each other. Just whatever you want to do, I respect you. I don't have to accept it, but I accept your decision, and let's move on from it. There's a lot of human, there's 9 billion people, or I don't know, maybe 9 billion human beings around the world. It's enough people. Sometimes you can see them online. Oh, when are we scared? We will not have enough. No, there's a lot enough people around the world. We don't have to be multiple. And at the same time, if also you cannot afford good life for the kids, don't bring them to this world. It's so crazy. It can damage your health. No need for it. If you want to have bring kids, bring them to the world, love them, be happy. I hope all of whoever wants to have kids as much as they want. Yeah, it
Yeah.
just and also as you said with abortion, yeah, it can cause a lot of issues because sometimes women they don't want the kids and then they ended up with unwanted pregnancy and that is like put the kids for adoption, which is I found it the worst thing ever do. If you don't want the kid, do the abortion. Don't wait until you give
Yeah.
birth and you just give the kid away. I
Yeah.
understand maybe under conditions, very difficult one, but putting the kids away for adoption, it's gonna be they screw the rest of their life because they will still look for explanation why my mom or my mother didn't
Yeah.
want me.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean it's a complex topic. It's a complex issue. And every single situation, every single birth, every single pregnancy, every single lack of pregnancy, every single decision is so incredibly personal. And for any one of us to try to dictate how a woman or a family, and I say women because it is our bodies, but in many cases, it's a couple that's making decisions together too. I do want to acknowledge that. Ultimately, it's a woman's body and she should have the right to choose. But hopefully, if you are in a loving relationship, it's a conversation you're having together as well. But it's difficult for men as well in these situations. This woman that I was talking about that almost died, she wanted that pregnancy. She was trying to have a baby with her husband, and yet it was unable to. They have one child already. She wanted more. She hopes to have more in the future, but she's so scarred. And I don't mean physically scarred. I mean emotionally scarred from this whole trauma. She's almost afraid to try again because if it happens again, she could die and she doesn't want to know what that would be like. And she doesn't want her daughter to not have a mother at the end of it. So, yeah. So bottom line, please respect women. Please listen to them. And please don't ask invading questions that they don't want to answer. If a woman wants to tell you whether she's having children, any of those, she will. If not, it's not your business, period. So, all right. Well, this is a controversial topic. I didn't cry. I thought I would cry more. But
I think we have our crying session before, you know,
I
and
think so too.
in Tuesday, you know, that was like the
Yeah,
thing we're
exactly.
preparing for it. Yeah,
Yes,
it's
exactly. So, whatever your thoughts are, we're happy to hear them. Please be kind in the comments if you do choose to comment, or if you want to talk to either one of us, again, approach us with kindness because we have life stories, we have life decisions, and everything that has brought us to where we are today and our hopes for the future are human, and we are human beings dealing with the things that we deal with. So, please be kind to one another. Thank you. All
Bye.
right. Bye. If you're interested in using our database, joining us as a guest for an episode, or just want to say hi, go to underrepresentedintech.com. See you next week.